And today we are joined by Jess Pope. He's a bareback rider coming up, and we'll be competing in the Phillipsburg Rodeo from Waverly, Kansas, and competing here coming up this week at the Phillipsburg Rodeo. We're pleased to be joined by Jess Pope. Jess is ranked number 6 right now. Is that correct in the world rankings in bareback riding, Jess?
Yes, sir. That is.
And you rank number 6 at PRCA World Standings. You'll be competing on Saturday in bareback riding. And again, from Waverly, so people probably know the area, but give me an idea of where you got started in rodeo and when you found out that maybe bareback riding was the thing that you wanted to do.
I started rodeo when I was a kid, youth rodeo and junior high and high school rodeo. There was an older gentleman here in eastern Kansas by the name of George Steinberger that started a lot of talents that originated from Kansas, you know, Will Lowe and Jeff Collins and the bareback riding. So it was starting out there. It was fundamentally, we went over there every Tuesday, got on the bucking machines and stuff. And so that's kind of where I got my start. Once I got into high school, that was what I decided that I really liked. And by the time I got to college, I'd quit all my other events and was just focusing on bareback riding.
For some of those that don't, you know, obviously we see bareback riding, we see some of the things that go on, but what are some of the intricacies, maybe something that somebody might not know about bareback riding that's the toughest thing to get past, maybe the hurdle to get past to have success in it?
I mean, it just takes a lot of hard work and dedication. There's no magic pixie dust that anybody can sprinkle over you, and it's the most physically demanding event. You got to be really pretty strong and just have a lot of drive. It's kind of like a fist fight when you get into it. But the way you have to ride the bucking horses with your rigging and everything and the way you're binded in, it's all or nothing. It kind of takes a crazy individual to run your hand in that rigging and get everything right and then to look at it and think, man, I actually want to do this. So it's just different. It takes a different-minded person to do it.
You know, as I'm looking at your bio, you're just 22 years old, so pretty young, and really had your first professional experience, it looks like last year. Had a pretty good year, 2020 Phillipsburg Rodeo Horseback, bareback riding champion, I should say, and then finished third place at the NFR in 2020 in the world there. Explain what 2020 was like for you. I bet it was a pretty exciting year for you to get into the pro ranks.
Yeah, it was actually really tough with all the COVID stuff, with all the rodeos shut down, you know. Last year, Phillipsburg and Dodge City, that was my biggest weekend. That was a big push to help me get into the NFR by winning Phillipsburg, and then I think I won second or third at Dodge City last year. So it was difficult. It wasn't like every other normal year where there's 350 rodeos to go to. There was about 120 to go to, and you're competing against the top 40 guys in the world everywhere you went. So it was a lot harder, but got through to the NFR for the first time and ended up winning the average there and ended up third in the world. So it was great for my rookie year, for my first year to be able to make it anyways, and just looking to build on it, looking to put myself in a better situation to hopefully try to win a gold buckle this year.
As we mentioned, you did win at Phillipsburg last year, and you're going to be competing coming up Kansas Biggest Rodeo in Phillipsburg coming up on Saturday in bareback riding. Take me back to your ride last year in Phillipsburg, what you remember about that, and what you're expecting to see here this year in Phillipsburg.
I got on a horse that bucks really hard from Benny Butler. They call it Anything Goes. It's been to the NFR like 8 times now, and they'd actually won Phillipsburg the year before on it too. So I was really excited, and you know, it's different when you get to be in your hometown, or not hometown but home state, to be able to go rodeo. And I got to come home and sleep in my own bed every night, and that's something you don't get to do on the road. So it's always exciting. Got to have my family there to watch, and it's more enjoyable when you're close to home. It's just something different, and I'm really excited to be back.
You're talking with Jess Pope, bareback rider from Waverly, Kansas. The 22-year-old ranks 6th in the PRCA World Standings right now in bareback riding. So Phillipsburg, obviously some other things coming up for you here. The season ends September 30th. What do you do after Phillipsburg? What's your schedule looking like here the rest of the summer?
We're going to be rodeoing our butts off. I know next week we go out on the West Coast. Phillipsburg will kind of end my run on Saturday for around here. But really, our season doesn't end until the last day of September. So it's all go and just driving up and down the road. I like to joke and say that I'm a professional driver and I just ride bucking horses for fun. As much driving as we have to do, but I wouldn't want it any other way.
One of the things that is always interesting to me, so kind of take a look inside a rodeo man's life, right? Do you actually get to enjoy the country at all, or is it just driving and rodeo, and do you have time to kind of step back and realize where you're at and be able to really travel the country and enjoy it?
You get to see it. You just learn to see it as you're driving by, I got to come home on Sunday, I came home on Monday, and I'd been gone for 7 weeks. Our summer was really busy, especially compared to last year, and the way the weekends fell, some of the bigger rodeos, they took up an odd week, which was different, but for the most part, you get to enjoy it. I travel with Tim O'Connell and Cole Franks, and getting to go with them is always enjoyable. They make it fun, and it's more of a brotherhood than anything, getting to go up and down the road with them.
Again, you'll be competing Saturday at Phillipsburg Rodeo. One of our listeners or winners, we'll have a lucky winner on Facebook that'll have the best seats in the house Saturday to watch you in the bareback riding. For those that might not win that or win tickets, what's the biggest draw for the Phillipsburg Rodeo? How do you say, hey, come on out to Phillipsburg? What do you like most about this rodeo?
It's one of the better rodeos in the whole state of Kansas. I don't know if there is one better, in my opinion. The stock's always great, and they always get a bunch of great competitors. There'll be multiple NFR and world champions that are there, and come on out and watch the type of sport on dirt. It's not something you get to see every day.
Jess Pope from Waverly, Kansas, 22-year-old, ranked number 6th PRCA World Standings in bareback riding, competing on Saturday in Phillipsburg. Jess, we certainly thank you for taking the time to be with us. We wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
And we thank Jess again for being with us here on Kitty Country 94 on Waterside Wake Up.